Today on Gardening in a Minute, Kogan grass. Kogan grass is an invasive perennial grass that's one of the world's 10 worst weeds. In Florida alone, it has spread to more than 1 million acres. Kogan grass usually invades open areas like golf courses, roadsides, pastures, and natural areas where it displaces native plant species. Floridians should recognize Kogan grass in case it pops up on their own property. Kogan grass grows in bunches that can reach 6 feet tall. The leaves are typically light green with a thin white stripe, but can turn reddish-brown after a frost or freeze. In spring or summer, the plants produce fluffy white seed heads. Cultivars of Kogan grass are sometimes sold under the common name Japanese bloodgrass. However, you shouldn't plant these cultivars since they can revert back to the aggressive form. For more information about invasive plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Cleome. Cleome is a popular summer bedding plant that blooms all season long, despite the heat. Cleome produces tall stalks of white, pink, or purple flowers, and because of the whiskery shape of its flowers, it's often called spider flower. Dwarf forms are also available, including the pink-flowered cultivar Lindy Armstrong, which performs reliably well in Florida. Older cultivars may have strong spines and a skunky smell, so look for newer cultivars that are thorn and odor-free. Cleome is a tough plant, but it can be prone to stem-boring insects in Central and South Florida. Plant your Cleome from transplants or seed in a spot with full sun and well-drained soil. Many cultivars reseed, so you may be able to enjoy Cleome for years to come. For more information about Cleome and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, all about stormwater runoff and why you should care. When it rains on our landscape, some rainwater is absorbed by plants, but rain that hits impervious surfaces, like driveways, sidewalks, or roads, can run off into storm drains and find its way into our water supply. As it travels, stormwater can pick up any chemicals or nutrients found along its way. Excess nutrients in runoff can fuel algal blooms in Florida's lakes, rivers, and streams. These blooms smother the vegetation and deplete oxygen, killing fish. You can be part of the solution. Reduce stormwater runoff from your landscape by keeping rainwater on your property with a rain barrel or rain garden. Maintain your lawn and landscape properly so they'll help filter stormwater runoff, and be sure to use pesticides and fertilizers responsibly. For more information about stormwater runoff, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Coral Honeysuckle. Looking for a colorful and easy-care vine that blooms all summer long? If so, you might want to give Coral Honeysuckle a try. Coral Honeysuckle is a great native vine that can be grown on fences and trellises or as a sprawling ground cover. Because the flowers are trumpet-shaped, it's sometimes referred to as trumpet honeysuckle. Starting in spring, it produces clusters of bright red or orange flowers that attract butterflies and hummingbirds. It will continue to bloom intermittently throughout the summer. Coral honeysuckle also makes a nice backdrop for other garden plants, thanks to its attractive silvery green leaves. It will grow in a range of conditions, but performs best when planted in full sun in slightly acidic soil. So make room in your garden for this colorful and versatile vine. For more information about coral honeysuckle and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, scouting tips. Scouting is a way to monitor the garden for pests, and it's a key part of any integrated pest management strategy. Here are a few tips for finding potential pests before they get out of hand. Start by inspecting plants for signs of pests. Even if pests themselves aren't visible, you may be able to find telltale evidence like chewed leaf edges or tiny droppings. Be sure to turn leaves over and inspect the undersides, since pests often hide there. A good scouting kit that includes a hand lens can be helpful. If you don't already have a scouting kit, it's easy to put one together. Finally, remember that scouting your garden on a regular basis is the best way to help prevent major pest problems. For more information about integrated pest management and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.